Goosefaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday. These are small things you can do to make your life better. And today, it's about making your life better by having your kids go to sleep without fighting with them every single night.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good plan.
Absolutely. Science has found that children that listen to sleep stories about animals, it helps them fall asleep more quickly and more soundly.
Wow, over people?
Yep. So it turns out that children's connections with animals is so strong that this is a natural connection, which kind of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Dodo Kids, which is a brand that celebrates like animals, and they have all these different stories about animals.
They're the ones with the beautiful Facebook posts too, the Dodo.
I love this. They have teamed up with Calm, which is this this app that focuses on sleep stories and meditation. It's the number one app to help you fall asleep.
Okay.
And so far, they've released two sleep stories for children. It's called Arnie's Nighttime Bath and Frankie and Maggie's Nighttime Hike.
I mean, this sounds great. I want to hear both these stories already.
Well, there's a problem.
What's the problem?
This Calm app, I have the Calm app. I listen to the same story every night because it's $69.99 for a year subscription.
So that's it? You get one free story?
One.
So you just listen to the same story over and over again?
Every night I go to the lavender fields of Provence, France.
Well, that's all right. We can help you out on that then.
Yeah, so we figured maybe you don't want to spend $70 either, so we can't play you Arnie's Nighttime Bath. But what we did do is we created our own animal sleep stories for your kids, and you can use them for absolutely nothing. They're free.
Who's going first?
Now you go.
Okay. The golden puppy jumped eagerly on the couch looking for milk bone pieces his puppy brother left behind. After pleasantly finding two crumbs hidden between the cushions, he was ready when his human said, "Bedtime, boys!" That means it's time to race up the stairs and burrow into his favorite spot on his human's bed. It's a tight squeeze, but it's always so snugly warm. The puppy would have more room if Dad would just sleep on the floor.
Mm.
I mean, there's plenty of room down there for him. Seems like a good idea. Still, it's nice that he's petting my hair and talking softly as I start counting bouncy bunnies in my head. I get closer and closer to catching them in my dreams. I wonder if what I would do if I actually caught them. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to try my best to find out. The puppy thought as he let out a big yawn.
I already fell asleep. I literally fell asleep halfway through that. I was so boring. But it was. But I mean,
it was boring.
It wasn't boring. But there was
what
no
we're doing
action.
Now. That's how we commend ourselves now.
Right,
that's what we're doing now.
All right,
I can't wait for you to read yours.
Here we go. Gilda the goat let out a big yawn. Oh my goodness, I'm tired, she said. Gilda the goat had a big day. She had played Connect Four with her little brother, Gary the goat. She had beat him three times, and she didn't even cheat this time. As she collected her winnings, she ate her favorite meal, grass goulash. And she even FaceTimed with her grandfather, Grandpa Gerald Goaty. But she knew it was time to curl up in bed with her lovey, a soft pink human doll that Mommy had given her. Mommy Goat loved her and gave her a goodnight kiss. She closed her eyes because tomorrow it'll be a new adventure, and tomorrow she'll beat her brother Gary the Goat again.
I'm not going to be hurtful.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be the supportive part of this partnership right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say that you promoted gambling with goats.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
In there.
Right.
And you also had her FaceTiming, which means blue light before bedtime.
Yeah.
And we know that blue light keeps you awake.
I took the part out where Grandpa Gerald Goaty was incarcerated. I decided that wasn't really made sense.
Well, you know, that's what the editor is for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.